Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Ollie Focus Pops or Ollie Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Warrior! You landed on the Coach JV podcast. This is a raw, authentic podcast helping you understand the power you have inside of you to accomplish great things. I'm just going to warn you, if you're sensitive, this is not the podcast for you. But if you're ready to rise, let's go. Warriors, rise!
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Coach JV podcast. We're talking about motivation, health, and life. I'm your host, Coach JV, your top health and mindset coach in the world. Remember, what you believe in your heart, you think in your mind, will eventually become your words and become your reality. If you can see it in your mind, eventually you can hold it right here in your hands. What you repeatedly do gets ingrained in your subconscious mind. What gets ingrained in your subconscious mind becomes an unconscious activity. This week, we talked about discipline and consistency on Monday. Yesterday or Tuesday, we talked about your why. On Wednesday, we talked about, what did we talk about on Wednesday? I forgot. Thursday, we talked about compromise. Come on, JV. And then today, we're talking about competing commitments. It's one of my favorite things. Actually, one of my dear friends, Joe Italic, I always give him a lot of credit for saving my life back after my suicide. It was a big part of my recovery and my growth. And he's the one that got me into the bank and really got me back on my feet. So I always give him honor and praise. His name's Joe Italic. Great dude. Great human being. So I highly recommend you check him out. Yeah, it was pretty interesting. He taught me a lot of really cool tools throughout my lifetime. And one of the things he taught me about was competing commitments. I'm almost positive he's the one that brought that up. I think it was while we're at the bank. But it's called competing commitments, right? And so I really, really took a lot of things from him, a lot of things from other leaders. And that was one that I wrote down, and I've utilized that in my life every day, every single day. And so here's how I use it personally, okay? So every day I write down my goals, short-term, mid-term, and long-term, right? And I write my long-term and my short-term in present tense. So it's I make blah, blah, blah per month. I own blah, blah, blah this many million-dollar companies. I own blah, blah, blah this many homes. I am this, right? So don't want to get too personal. And then long-term, it's I extend that horizon out, right? I do the same things, but it's I make, I am. It's in present tense. My daily activities, the daily goals, are the activities and behaviors that are going to drive me towards those goals, okay? So they're the daily activities that drive me towards the goals. So what it looks like on a daily basis is I write down the daily specific targeted activities, and then I measure them at the end of the day. I look to see and I put check marks. Did I accomplish that? Did I accomplish that? And I ask myself a question. If I don't accomplish something, very simplistically, what was the competing commitment? That's it. So if it was nutrition-wise and I say, hey, listen, I wanted to eat clean today. I wanted to fast for 22 hours or 20 hours. And then I look and I say fasting, boom. And I check that and it's an X. I didn't do it well. What was my competing commitment? Oh, I end up going to lunch with somebody for a business meeting, and I end up eating carbohydrates or whatever it is, right? There was a competing commitment. So I have to ask myself, if that keeps showing up in my life, I'm more committed to going out to dinner with people, more committed to being unhealthy than I am committed to being healthy. So I really have to ask myself, why am I even writing down that goal if I'm not even committed to it? Right? It's important because it's just really giving me that really low frequency feeling every single time. So it's like, okay, are you either going to get your shit together or you're not, right? So I eliminate the competing commitment when I'm not hitting the goal. That's what I do personally. Instead of trying to, you know, get a new coach and trying to figure this out and trying to do that. And it's like, there's not a lot to figure out usually. It's usually you just have a competing commitment. You're just doing shit that's more important to you within that time. And that's why you're getting the result. It's discipline. You're a disciple of that thing. Guys, it's you're planting the seed. Like it's like the what you're experiencing is, you know, you look at your activities like, oh, I didn't do my workout today. It's like, well, no shit, you're getting unhealthy, right? The competing commitment is you're more committed to sleeping in than you are committed to your goal of working out. So what would be the solution? Attack that competing commitment. Start getting up early, put an alarm in your kitchen so it's going off and you have to get up out of bed. Get accountability buddy. So you have to figure out what are the tools and resources that you need to attack that competing commitment. If it's food, if it's like, oh, I ate like shit again today. Like, well, my excuse is that I'm going out to business meetings, blah, blah, blah. Okay, find a coach, a nutrition coach that can help you build an eating out menu, right? What I like to do when I eat out, if you know, if I'm on a real big health nutrition kick, I like to eat a protein and a some type of vegetable, and that's it. And I eat like a fatty meat, so it satiates me, has some iced tea, and you're good to go. You can pretty much eat anywhere. Oh, they wanted to go to In-N-Out. Get a freaking, what's it called? Lost Dutchman, right? It's just, there's nothing. There's no lettuce. There's no bun. It's just the meat and cheese, right? There's just things you can do. That's my point behind it. It's like we're giving ourselves excuses, and that's not good because nobody cares if you don't hit your goals, guys. You're hurting people, but they're not sitting there like you're really letting down the people that believe in you, like your kids and your family. But really, it's you. It's you against you every single day. So I want you to look at your life financially, spiritually, mentally, relationships. What are your competing commitments? What do you say that you really, really want out of your life? And why don't you have it? It's because you have competing commitments. And it's not some big, long, drawn-out thing you have to do. You just figure out what the competing commitments are. You put a plan in place and you get to work. So I love you guys. I appreciate you. We'll talk to you on Monday. As we always say, warriors, rise, get your shit together. Let's go.